Hello and welcome to the first episode of my podcast. Today I'm going to be interviewing my grandmother on my mom's side, Joanne Moore, referred to in the family as simply Nan. She's been an incredibly important part of the family for many years, helping and giving on holidays or birthdays or whatever it is, despite being all the way across the country. So I wanted to take this opportunity to just learn more about her life and what it was like when she was about my age. Hi, Nan. Thanks for coming to the interview.
Hi, Evan. This is Nan.
So, the first question I have is, where exactly did you grow up?
It was in Louisiana, Beaver. It was just a small country community. It was Evangeline Parish. Really pretty out there.
What schools did you go to?
I went to Pine Prairie Elementary and High School. That was about 8 miles from my house.
Was your entire school experience there?
Yes, from first grade to my senior year, graduation.
Did you have any pets? And if so, what were they like?
I had a dog when I was growing up. His name was Rex, and he was really spoiled, and I just loved him to pieces. And he'd go with me everywhere and play, and just a nice dog. And I had some kitties, but they would come and go, so I didn't really get too attached to those. Just him.
I've heard a lot about the cats from Mom.
Yeah.
Did you have any hobbies when you were around my age?
Oh, let's see. I played basketball at school, volleyball, and I rode my bike a lot, but other than that, I don't think I had any other hobbies.
So this question is a little bit different from the others, but I wanted to ask, what are some modern conveniences that we take for granted today that you didn't have back when you were around my age?
Oh, let's see, telephone? We didn't have a telephone. We didn't have a bathroom. We had the outdoor toilet. Everything was a lot cheaper than it is now. You'd get soda pop for 5 cents, ice cream cones for 5 cents.
Wow.
It was a hard time growing up, but we were used to it, so it didn't bother us too much.
Next question is, what was your favorite book when you were about my age?
Nancy Drew was my favorite book. My sixth grade teacher gave me the book when I finished sixth grade, and I really enjoyed that. I might still have it, I'm not sure.
Do you remember what class in school was your favorite?
Let's see. I like spelling. And I liked math until I got in high school when it was really hard. And I liked history. I loved history.
History is definitely good.
Yeah.
What's your favorite vacation you've gone on at any time?
Oh, I guess it was when we were in Germany. Because your dad's father was in the military and we travel around and visit the castle. We were over there for 3 years, so we got to see a lot. So it's kind of hard to say which vacation. But seeing the castles was really interesting.
What was your favorite Christmas or birthday gift that you got as a child?
I was in grade school, and what they used to do, they didn't have printers. We have a hectograph. And it was a square with some sort of jelly ink stuff in the middle. And Mama made me one, and I love playing with that. I guess that was a Christmas present, and I guess it was my favorite.
What was your favorite movie growing up?
Gosh, we didn't go to movies very much. I guess I liked the ones of the castles. I've always liked castles, so that's probably me. But I couldn't name, just one.
That's okay. Did you ever watch or keep up with any sports, and if so, which was your favorite?
Oh, kind of like baseball. But growing up, we didn't have a television, so we didn't watch sports or anything like that. Is that what you mean?
Yes, but in any way, not just TV.
I guess the World Series, everyone would get excited about that. That's about it.
You answered this question a little bit earlier, but I was wondering if you played any sports.
Yeah, I played basketball and volleyball.
What was your favorite music when you were about my age?
Probably rock and roll. That's whenever I was a teenager, that's when Elvis Presley became popular. Mm-hmm. So I would say rock and roll.
When you were younger, was there anybody in particular that you saw as a role model for yourself?
I guess my mother, I would say, would be a role model.
For the final question, what is one piece of advice that you would like to give from your experiences to somebody younger like myself?
Go to school and get a good education, or you can have a good life. Be able to, you know, do lots of things with you when you get married, have kids, and you can do things with you. Just make sure you get a good education.
Thank you for listening to the first episode of my podcast. Be sure to tune in next week when I have another surprise interview.